RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Josh, can you hear me okay?
It's a little low, but let me...
Is that any better?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay, I think we are ready to go. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show live on this Thursday evening with you. As 2 weeks from today, believe it or not, is Falcons' start of training camp, and it will be officially NFL season and full bore going into it, and then, you know, it'll be here before you know it for the regular season. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to a friend of the show, Josh Alper, joining us, writer for Pro Football Talk. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Josh Alper. Josh, as always, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure.
So let's start with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, as you look at this team, take the quarterback out of it. And I know that's a big, important piece, and obviously, you know, again, a lot is going to hinge on what the quarterback does. But what do you think is the next most important thing that the Falcons have to be better at? What's the thing that stands out to you besides the quarterback that you still either have questions about or concerns about?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, you saw what they did, you know, this offseason in terms of free agency and bringing in Ryan Nielsen as the defensive coordinator. I think it's to get better up front at the point of attack on defense. I think that was something where this is a team that wants to run the ball. And you know, we'll see with Desmond Ridder. But you know that they're going to want to run the ball. And you know that that leads to playing close games. And it leads to games where you're going to need impactful defensive plays to win week in and week out. And I think there weren't enough of them from that front seven last year. And I think that's the place where it's going to live or die defensively for them, because if they make those plays, they have a good, you know, they have the running game, they have the kicker, they have the pedigree to squeak out a lot of close wins. And those are the teams that wind up in the playoff hunt at the end of the year because they don't play themselves out of games. And so I think that defensive line is of, you know, just primary importance, because they're going to need to control possession, control the ball. And those are the guys that can help them do it.
So Josh is somebody who watches the Falcons and eats, sleeps and breathes it all the time. You know, I will say I've been a little bit underwhelmed with Kyle Pitts, and just, again, I know he had the 1,000 yards, but again, 1,026 yards and 2 touchdowns, and I've had my critiques, you know, about him. As somebody who isn't invested in the Falcons emotionally, tell me your thoughts. Can he be Travis Kelce? Can he be 100 catches, 1,400 yards, a dozen touchdowns? Because I will say, and I will stand by this, that, again, you've got to get that kind of year out of him to really have the full impact of a Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, and look, I think that the physical ability appears to be there, that as a receiver particularly. Now, is that actually has that been a great mesh with what the Falcons have tried to do in his first two seasons? Not really. I mean, I think that you circle back to the quarterback issues, and there's obviously the injury last year. So there's been other factors, but I think that this year the idea of having Robinson in the backfield, having Drake London at receiver for the full season, with Pitts, having all of those things and those ability to find more and more ways to get him one-on-one and in matchups that he should be able to win, I think especially this year, we'll know if that's the kind of player he can be, because a first-year starting quarterback to have a tight end as a security blanket, that is an ideal, is an ideal situation, and it's one that I have to think that the Falcons are going to be pushing in a big way, because they have a player who, on third and six, if you can get him singled up on a really anybody, he should be able to win that battle often enough that you're keeping the chains moving.
Josh Alper, writer for Pro Football Talk, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Where do you put Arthur Smith, among NFL coaches? I mean, I'm not looking for a specific number, but is he an upper half coach? I mean, is he a top 10 coach? I mean, given some of the limitations he's had in the roster the last couple of years, where do you kind of put Arthur Smith among NFL coaches?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough to put a guy upper half who hasn't had postseason success and hasn't quite broken through on that. He inherited a team in sort of falling into disrepair. I think they've done a good job of taking out the pieces that shouldn't be there anymore and bringing in some new pieces. But it certainly hasn't all come together. I think he's not a coach who they don't coach themselves out of a lot of ball games. They don't seem to make the kind of killer mistakes from the coaching staff that you've seen from some other coaches. But I think until you win in the playoffs, it's hard to put you in a category with, in the NFC, the NFC South, there really isn't anybody in that category, but, with a Sean Payton or guys who have won and are in new places. Frank Reich, I guess, has had a little bit of success for the NFC South. But I think that, it's really a division where a coach who's not going to shoot you in the foot is going to come up big. And, I think the Falcons have that. I just don't know if he's a guy who can extend the team past the limitations that the talent might put in place.
Josh, let's bounce around the league a little bit. You saw the deal that Quinnen Williams got. More than the deal, though, it is remarkable because it does tell a lot about. I think the stat that I saw is, and correct me if I'm wrong on all of this, but he's only the second first round pick that has been offered or signed a new contract with the Jets over the last decade. I mean, it does speak to, I always talk about the second contract. Like that, tell me that a guy is going to get a second contract with this team, and then I'll feel like you've hit on a successful pick. But, for an organization like the Jets, I mean, it just kind of sums up about just kind of the ineptitudes when you can't draft really well, you can't draft guys that, been high, and again, every team has their swings and misses, but when you've only had two guys over whatever, it's been a decade or whatever like that, that speaks a lot about to what your organization is.
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes about how wrong-headed the Jets have been and for so much of the recent past. I think that the good news for the Jets is that, Williams was obviously a hit, and you have guys, the two guys last year, Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, who look like, you would probably give them a second contract right away if you could, just to ensure that, they're going to stick around before, close to a decade. I think that's what they're looking for, and I think that they've continued to make better, better personnel decisions. The young talent on hand for the Jets last season was very impressive. That, that team with mediocre quarterback play would have made the playoffs. And that's something that speaks to why you go all in when you have a chance at an Aaron Rodgers this year, because you know you have these other pieces. You know it's not a perfect team. No team is perfect. No team has a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro at every position. But you have some real high-end young talent, and they needed a leader. So they went out and got the best possible one they could find on the open market. It's anybody's guess how it's all going to work out. It's a killer schedule, a killer division, and a loaded conference. But it does feel like that with Williams, with Wilson, with Gardner, with some of the other players they brought in, that the worm has turned a bit for the Jets finally.
We'll see the Jets later on. I think it's first part of December. We'll see them with the Falcons. But give me some kind of idea. I mean, when you look at an Aaron Rodgers, you know, I always get in this discussion with different people. You know, how many wins do you think? I mean, if we take a baseball stat, wins above replacement, how many wins do you think a guy like Aaron Rodgers is worth compared to maybe the average quarterback?
I'd say, you know, 1.5 to 2. I think that if you were to take him over, you know, that idea of a replacement level quarterback, and let's say that, you know, Zach Wilson last season was very much the definition of replacement level. They replaced him the first chance they got. I think that, you know, you put him over there. I think you're looking at, you know, for a Jets team that was 7-10, I think 9-7 seems like, or 9-8, excuse me. But a winning season, a shot at the playoffs is, you know, very much in the cards. I think he flips that over. I think for a team like the Falcons last season, I think it's pretty similar. I think you had an Aaron Rodgers in Atlanta, and I think you're looking at a team that probably, probably wins that division over the Buccaneers, in all honesty.
Talk to me about what you thought about the comments, you know, from John Gruden, as this thing, it doesn't look like John Gruden is going to take any kind of settlement for the NFL. It seems like that this whole scenario is really going to get down in the muck and mire when all is said and done.
Yeah, and, you know, look, there's the Daniel Snyder involvement, and anything involving him has always been ugly, and this prospect that, you know, that it is related to the sale and that something could happen there would be a nightmare situation for the NFL heading into the season. You know, and for Gruden, you have a guy who's not going to get another coaching job. I would think he could get back on TV. I think he was a successful personality in the TV game, but he was owed a lot of money. He had a lot of time left on that contract, and who knows what would have come of it in terms of future earnings and stuff. So I understand his desire to fight this as much as he can, but I do think that it's a situation where, you know, the tarnish isn't going to come off of him no matter what winds up happening with any lawsuits or grievances or anything else. And I think for a coach who was a Super Bowl champion and pretty highly regarded before all of this, it's no way to erase that sad ending for him. And I think that's what he would like more than any amount of money. And it's just not going to play out that way.
Josh Alper, writer for Pro Football Talk, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. As we're a couple of weeks away from training camp, give me a team or two that you think, I mean, you know, again, the Falcons are kind of in this boat, but a team or two that you think that can go from bad to good and maybe be, you know, a team that turns it around and makes the playoffs.
Well, I don't know that I'll go so far as to say they'll go from bad to good, but I think the Texans can go from bad to capable and competent if C.J. Stroud is as far along as a lot of scouts thought he was in terms of readiness to play in the pros. I think that they've done a nice job this offseason of bringing in pieces that are, you know, familiar with DeMeco Ryans from the 49ers on defense, pieces that, you know, a guy like Robert Woods, who's a very capable NFL player, and they didn't have those guys for the last couple of years, and I think it's going to make a big difference. It may only mean 6 or 7 wins, but that would be a significant step in the right direction for for Houston, I think. And, you know, and then on the other side, I'm curious to see what, you know, what these Green Bay Packers really are. I think that there's seeds of a team there that could be better than expected. I am a supporter of the Lions hype. I think the Lions look like the best team in the NFC North going into the season right now. I don't have a real sense of what the Vikings and Bears are going to look like. And I think the Packers could be a sneaky good team if you know, Jordan Love, if all of the guys who are watching him in practice, all of the things that they say and all the positives that they see manifest themselves, I think that the Packers are going to be an interesting, young, different team than we're used to seeing. And I saying that they're a 10-win team might be overstating things a bit, but it wouldn't shock me if it winds up being a playoff team.
Josh, last question for you. I'm fascinated to see, and part of it's I grew up in Northeast Ohio, but I'm fascinated to see what the Browns are this year because, you know, they really thought that, whether right or wrong, perception was they thought they had a Super Bowl-ready roster and they just needed a quarterback. Then, obviously, the whole Deshaun Watson thing kind of blew up, you know, and we knew he was going to be out for a while. But you think the Browns can get themselves back on track to being an elite-level team in the AFC? I mean, not that they've ever been there before, but just, again, they have the makings of everything. I mean, offensive line, that fire breather off the edge, running backs. But Deshaun Watson's going to be the real, you know, key to all of this. You think they get back to prominence? You think they get back to being a second-round playoff team?
Yeah, I wouldn't be putting money on that right now. And part of the reason is the Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers. It's again that AFC is just going to be so hard to manage this season. I think you're going to see that there are teams that are going to be better than last year, and the records don't necessarily reflect it. And I think you're going to see a team like the Browns. I think this is a massive season for them in terms of it being, you know, fourth year for Kevin Stefanski. It's the first full year now with Watson, so you're expecting that big jump, that big recovery. But it's been two full seasons since we've seen that elite level Deshaun Watson play football. And I think anyone would be crazy to say it's a guarantee that it's going to come back. So I just think there are too many uncertainties. But if you look at all of those pieces, and as you laid out, at the Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper and Myles Garrett and all of the other players that they've brought in over the last couple of seasons, I could absolutely see this team being the AFC North champions, but I could also see them being a very competitive 8-9 team because of how hard it is to play week in, week out in the AFC this year. So it's going to be fascinating, and I think that they're a similar boat as you know, team like the Broncos and the Raiders and these teams that weren't in the playoffs in the AFC last year trying to rise up against a conference where you still have the Chiefs and the Bills and the Bengals at pretty high power. Nobody got this demonstrably worse in the AFC, and that's going to make it, I really think, a fascinating race across the board.
Josh Alper writes for Pro Football Talk. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @JoshAlper, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Josh, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon here as we get toward the training camp and regular season.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Josh, as always, my man, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes tonight in Atlanta. So thanks, as always, buddy.
Absolutely. Be well.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.